There's a presidential primary of sorts taking place today, but there are no lines at the polls and no delegates to be awarded. It's an online internet primary sponsored by MoveOn.org, the liberal group that was founded to fight the Clinton impeachment. From New Hampshire Public Radio, Raquel Maria Dillon reports.
For some 3 decades now, the presidential campaign has begun in Iowa and New Hampshire, small states that rely on retail politics where voters can size up candidates in the flesh. But in this internet age, one group is trying to change all that. MoveOn.org has concocted its own online primary, urging Democrats to vote in a 48-hour period that ends at midnight tonight. The group says that if anyone wins 50% of the vote, it will endorse that candidate, an endorsement that could bring money and manpower. MoveOn.org organizer Zach Exley says internet voting is the future of politics, and the future is here.
We want to reinforce the thing that the New Hampshire primary has always stood for, which is grassroots voters speaking out at a time that really counts. And unfortunately, the New Hampshire primary isn't early enough anymore. The process is already in play.
At a time when most of the public is not paying any attention to the race, Democrats are hungry for any headlines they can muster. And so the campaigns are taking this seriously. They're publicly urging their supporters to email their ballots. But some have privately expressed irritation about having to participate in a contest where the prize may be more virtual than real. For one thing, there's no guarantee against fraud or ballot stuffing. A larger complaint is that while anyone can request a ballot, the fact is that MoveOn has allowed only 3 candidates to directly email the group's 1.4 million members to ask for their votes. MoveOn says that's because Howard Dean, Dennis Kucinich, and John Kerry came out on top in their recent straw poll. Joe Trippi is the manager of the Dean campaign. He says the other campaigns are complaining because they're sore losers.
Those people who say the thing's rigged are making a bunch of excuses for why they're going to get their rear ends handed to them in this thing. They haven't been talking to these activists, working on the internet, speaking to them in their speeches or their message.
With 9 candidates in the race, it is quite possible that no one will attain a majority. But with the second quarter of the year coming to a close, many candidates hope that a strong showing could lead to a fundraising boost. That, in turn, would send a message to their followers and the media that they are serious players. Jonah Seiger, an expert on voting and the internet at the George Washington University School of Political Management, agrees. But he says the real story may be the power of the internet groups like MoveOn.org.
MoveOn has established itself as a real player, and the fact that these candidates are forced to participate is significant. The fact that they're able to get the candidates, when they say jump, the candidates say how high, is very impressive and itself an example of the transformation of our political process that the internet has brought.
The results of the vote will be announced on Friday. If no candidate reaches the magic 50% threshold, not to worry. MoveOn says they may hold additional such primaries later in the year. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.